Fellow Freedom fans, are here at the top of the hour with the Faith and Freedom Show. David Allen Carmichael. Number here is 888-850-1872. It's toll free, 888-850-1872. I'm reading straight from the health care benefits plan. This is on page 2526. I'm going to back up what I said. Non-exchange participating health benefits plan. In case of a qualified health benefits plan that is not an exchange participating health benefits plan, such plans may offer such coverage in addition to the essential benefits package as the qualifying health benefits plan offering entity may specify. So they've got to cover some minimum things. So what I'm going to do is find out what are those minimum things that anybody is going to have to be able to participate in. It's going to cover basically all of minimum services to be covered. That's everybody. Every healthcare benefits insurance provider thing has to pay for. And ultimately, that means that you have to pay for. And that ultimately, that means that shareholders have to either make pay for and have losses because of, or make profit over and participate in an industry of, number one in paragraph B, let me read this. Essential benefit package means healthcare benefits coverage that provides payment for the items and services described in subsection B, which we shall read momentarily, in accordance with generally accepted, here's the standard, generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice. Now, does that mean you don't have to pay for it if they just do a lousy job? If there's a medical malpractice, is that what they mean? Or it's basically anything that is generally accepted as something that some physician-type person might do, including in utero infanticide. In Oregon, at least, if not other states, a physician-assisted suicide. That would be a minimum, would it not? If it's a generally accepted standard, especially in that state. Or, and since it's a national plan, whether or not you are in Oregon and you think Oregon's going to fall off the map the next time an earthquake hits because of their divine judgment, or California off the, you know, everything west of the San Andreas Fault is going to suddenly be underwater or something because of judgment. If you don't want to participate in that state's depravity and insanity and the murder of its unborn and its valuable elderly, then it doesn't matter. It's a national plan. You're participating in it. So that's the generally accepted medical. That's why I'm connecting these dots. Generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice. You know what they didn't mention in here? They didn't reference the Hippocratic Oath. That might be nice. You know what they ought to do? According to the Hippocratic Oath, in accordance with the Hippocratic Oath. Boy, how would that be for an amendment? Who's got the courage to do that? Who's got the courage to consider that one? So let's look at these minimum services to be covered, absolutely. This would be hospital care, accordance with these accepted standards, generally accepted standards. Outpatient hospital and outpatient clinic services. What does that include? Assisted suicide in some states. The murder of the unborn, just about nationally, doesn't it? Outpatient hospital and outpatient clinic services. Is not in utero infanticide in America included in that? It certainly isn't excluded. So how is somebody, whether it's the President of the United States or somebody else, saying it is a lie, the bill does not provide for abortions? Hello, it doesn't say in accordance with generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical practice, professional practice, abortions, assisted suicide, toenail removal. It doesn't list the specific outpatient hospital and outpatient clinical services. It just needs to be generally accepted. There's a lot of things that are generally accepted that are just absolutely insane, since America is going insane and the pandemic of dementia sweeping North America. Professional services of physicians that will pay for, and other health professions. So a physician, somebody that can be doing some strange things, even though they're not a physician, that some other health professionals, quote unquote, would be paid for. Services, equipment, supplies incident to the services, prescription drugs. generally accepted prescription drug. We now have a kill your baby drug. Now, it sounds extreme and I'm bothering you. Yes, folks, hello. Don't be telling me you're all intelligent and intellectual and have a balanced view and are for, you know, this is going to solve our problem, folks. We've got, we're, you know, America, United States may be going bankrupt in within 25 years over the SS system because they've been murdering. In fact, I thought about this today. In 1.5 million people for 36 years, let's just say that 36 years ago in 1973, at the beginning of the proliferation of in utero infanticide in America, let's just say that next year 1.5 million people would now be 36 years old. They'd get married. Let's just say that they all got married and there'd be 36, maybe 18 million people trying to buy a house possibly somewhere in the last 10 years. Imagine, let's say just the 35 and 36 year olds. Let's just put 2 years together. Imagine if the amount of people in America who were looking for the housing market increased by 10% of the entire population. Would we not have an economic growth? I'm telling you, we'd be taking over the world, folks, and not by arms, but by prosperity. We would be prospering, and our old people, our elderly in their old age, would be taken care of potentially by Social Security, and maybe we'd even not be so depraved. We'd actually have more young people taking care of their generations before them because of their own family support, not even needing to pipe into Social Security. Do you realize if you don't have children, if 36 years ago you murdered your offspring and you happen to be 36 years old at the time, you'd be 72 now, and you're relying on a diminished returns. Now, you can. Am I being reasonable? Am I just a religious fanatic? Or is there a pragmatic temporal consequence to our behavior? Now, again, yeah, I do take things on a constitutional basis, and I say that the government's there to protect life, firstly. Everything else is secondary. And I deal with it on a biblical basis. Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. Guess what? It has a carbon footprint. And you know what else it has? Generation that comes behind you that you're going to teach to honor their father and mother so it'll be well with them and they'll live long on the earth and that the land that the Lord is giving them. That's what's going on. On page 25, let me look at this. Is it page 25 and 26? Talks about on the healthcare bill. I'm not making this up. I'm not lying. I'm not giving a false information. I'm not bearing false witness. Essential benefits package means health benefits coverage consistent, and that's on page 26, with standards adopted under section 124 to ensure provision of quality health care and financial security that provides payment and item services in subsection B, accordance with generally accepted. We got a lot of generally accepted 91,000 babies murdered in the uterus last year in Florida alone, accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice. Tell me where that excludes in utero infanticide. That's on page 26 and 27 of the healthcare bill. Am I bearing false witness? Has somebody claimed that my statement, oh, and prescription jugs, item 5 under paragraph B, prescription jugs, isn't there a RE something or other kind of in utero infanticide drug going around now? Am I bearing false witness? Is it possible that somebody on national television has been saying things that are not true? Maybe somebody was trained in a Harvard Law School. What they call it sophistry, a sophism. Oh, what's that guy's name? The ancient philosopher whose opinion of rhetoric was that if it doesn't matter if it is, there are no absolutes, that we would, it's called sophistry, where they're not accountable to an absolute right or wrong. What they do is they, and you'll see this often in courtrooms now, where they will tell you what they want you to believe. And if you are persuasive enough in your argument and you convince the judge or the jury or anybody else, it's a relative truth that outweighs the other relative truth. So somebody, it may be because of their conscience, and maybe not understanding justice, if their conscience thinks that they can say the bill does not have in there that they're going to support abortions. No, it doesn't. And it doesn't have in there it's going to support your fixing your podiatry either, does it? It doesn't. Or your skin condition. Or your flu symptoms. It doesn't say that either. So it's not going to cover anything, right? Has there been anybody in the public square who said just that kind of thing? Folks, don't drink the Kool-Aid. We've had generations that have been swept up. We've got this Liberty Works radio network that just irritates people. Folks, what else? You want us to just go off? We could go hide up in the woods. We'll go get some Bureau of Land Management land and stake a gold claim. We can pay, as long as we can show investment of $100 a year out in some property out in the middle of Wyoming someplace where we can farm and ranch and then just act like we're having a little gold mine or something like that. We can secure the use of property literally for nothing. We could just, you know, let's just go find it. Is it time for us to check out and just say, forget it. The world's nuts. There's no hope. We're going to stick here and we're going to keep telling folks that they've got to get on board with this. That you can't, we're not evolving into a utopia, folks. We're created in the image of God. We're fallen. Our DNA is actually falling apart. The Y chromosome, the more promiscuous men are, the more damage we're doing to the society physically and the damage to the Y chromosome, and you can look up the math on that. But coincidentally, the biblical motto, you have a single marriage, man, woman, and having children, hey, don't have to worry about that HPV vaccine. You don't have to worry about some strange diseases. You don't have to worry about AIDS. And of course, you might be infected by somebody through some other means, somebody who hasn't been behaving properly may share that disease somehow with you low odds there. But why is it that the crazy lunatic biblical perspective actually brings health, life, vitality, peace, a peace that passes all understanding, right? Don't trust in your own thoughts and understanding. Be anxious for nothing. But with prayer and supplication, make your request be made known unto God, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Some people say, hey, that's just the opiate of the masses. Some people say that's a crutch. Folks, it's reality. So again, here is my one last opportunity before the break to say, hey, maybe we are a bunch of lunatics. I'm reading the healthcare bill. So those of you who think progressively we're going to, solve the world's problems through the synergy of society coming together in spite of our religious lunatics, I'm reading the healthcare bill. When's the last time you read the New Testament? I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Find one of those red letter editions. Find out what Jesus said. I dare you. I'm reading the healthcare bill. I read Karl Marx's writings. I read the Quran. I read American jurisprudence. I read the Federalist Papers. I read John Locke's treatise on government, and I read the constitutions of Florida and the United States. That's what I'm doing, folks. This really is a ministry. You can check us out on our webpage at faithfreedoms.org, and you can give us a call here for this next segment at 888-850-1872. Who's got the courage to go to task with this thing on a rational basis? And I say from a constitutional basis, rationally, a biblical basis, rationally, right versus wrong. Again, our number here is going to be 888-850-1872. We're going to come back. I'm, again, going to read from the healthcare bill because that's what's been claimed, that folks are bearing false witness. So what we'll do, maybe this healthcare bill is false witness. I wonder if we can bear it. We shall return. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network. I dare you.